I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's good news for a change in the Middle East. The Jerusalem Post reports Lebanon's ruling party issued a call to protect the Christian communities of the Middle East. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
"You've got the moderate Muslims that don't want the more militant ones, kind of taking over, and keeping the Christian presence there is positive for the country. They're, good citizens."
Musselman believes Muslim background believers are still at risk. Pray they'll be bold in their witness. Next, six Compassion International assisted children are homeless after a fire swept through Sao Paulo, Brazil last week, destroying more than 100 homes. 250 people are now homeless. Compassion has a child development center in the affected area and is preparing to help the affected children and their families. As they reach out, they may be able to share Christ with people they'd never met without the tragedy. Pray for the families who lost their homes and God's provision. And finally, HCJB Global just released a video portraying the lives and communities transformed by ministry in Indonesia. HCJB Global's president, Wayne Peterson.
"The video is designed to really tell the story of what God is doing through some of our local partners in Indonesia. And we work with them to plant radio stations, and out of those radio stations come churches. This is the largest Muslim country in the world, and yet we've been able to work with this partner to plant over 40 radio stations."
These stations have planted over 1,100 churches. In the future, they hope to see stations open in each of Indonesia's 100 provinces. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, is supported by listeners like you. All during the month of July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament on MP3 CD. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview I did with President Morgan Jackson. Get them both at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.